When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Thank you so much for being here. I created this show for you, finding the best humans on the planet to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Let's do this.
And today I have someone who, he's going to transform your thinking a little bit. And his name is Noel Tola. He is a mental health specialist who resides primarily in Florida, and he has an extensive experience in working with nonprofit agencies, and he is expanding his private practice and is pursuing his doctorate to reach others to expand his footprint across the U.S. to make tomorrow a better day for others. So I'm really happy that he's here. I had a fantastic conversation with him about a week ago, and we were talking about mental health. So I want to get into that. But before we get into that, Noel, thank you so much for taking the time here to be here on a Sunday. And tell me, how's your day going?
It's going really well. First and foremost, thank you so much for having me. This is such a treat. I just got out of hair and makeup, so I'm feeling good.
Good for you. I need that. So tell us a little bit about yourself so that we can get into the topic for today.
Absolutely. So yes, I am a mental health therapist. I currently work for a not-for-profit working with a very specific population of parents who have DCF involvement and then also struggle with a substance abuse problem. So that was a great, that has been such great, rich experience. And that's a little bit about me.
That's it. Okay, that's all we're getting. Got it. So tell me something though, that's very interesting. And I'm wondering if you've seen a change, right, with the pandemic of an increase in that, you know, in like substance abuse and parents with like DCF and stuff like that. And I don't know if that's exactly the practice that you're going to be opening and running. So we'll talk about that. But I was just curious about the pandemic and how it's affected a lot of people. I've noticed that there's been a lot of mental health, and that's why I myself got into being a neurolinguistic programmer, because I want to help people get through everything they've gone through this last year. It's been quite a lot.
It definitely has been. So yeah. And I love that you linked it to, because I think the substance abuse is getting a new kind of view. Thankfully, a lot of the times people see it as like criminals or something like that, but in reality, substance abuse is just another coping skill. It's a really good bad coping skill. That's what I
like to say. So
with everything going on in the world, like you, as you said, people are trying to look for that, you know, quick fix for the struggles that they're feeling inside. You know, people will do anything to avoid emotional pain. They'll actually rather physical pain. So anything to do to get rid of that pain. But the good part is too, I think like you said, I think the word is getting out there about like people getting help, and that's becoming less stigmatized as well. Which is great for people, because we're wired to be with people, you know? So I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just wondering if you've seen like a more of an increase during the time of the pandemic, or do you feel like it's always been like a steady issue?
Definitely an increase. However, I think the awareness behind it too is also increasing even more too, you know? So that's what I like to focus on, because it's like, they need to, it's just, there's help out there, you know?
Right.
People can have a better life. They can have a happier life, you know? So that's what I hope to provide. And what you were saying before about my like practice that I'm opening up, I think I like to specialize in trauma. So as you said in the intro, I am getting my doctorate in trauma. So, but I think that encompasses so much, whether it be the substance use. So I don't see much of a difference, you know, like how you ultimately get to this place of freedom, you know, from the thought that you asked, because each client is different. Each person is different. They respond to different things. So sometimes they have really good coping skills, but they need to speak. They need to think more about their like reframing negative thoughts. And so we might spend a little more time there, whereas another person might need some help with building their coping skills, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's where I think going back to the beginning of the first point of making that strong therapeutic alliance, because it's important for a clinician to know when the next step is for the client. If you rush it, if you're, you know, it's really just up to you guys, you know, it's up to you.
Right. So, right. It's building that repertoire between each other. Right. I mean, I believe you said your practice is called a safe space, right?
Yeah. Safe space counseling.
Right. So if it's, I mean, already that word is very, very welcoming, right? I mean, you're telling them that they have a safe space. And so you're building that that repertoire with them to make sure that they can trust you, right? Yeah, do you have like a certain, I know that you don't like to structure it so that it's, okay, we're going to talk about this today. But do you have like a method or something that you utilize to help people through this trauma?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm ever growing, right? I'm still in the field, like still in the education. So I love learning about all different like modalities, interventions to utilize. So there's a lot that I have been able to study, thankfully. And then, so if a client would benefit more from a maybe cognitive behavioral therapy, I would be able to utilize that, or dialectical behavioral therapy, which is more utilizing coping skills and integrating that into like the changing of thought processes.
Oh, nice.
I do like something called affective therapy, which is really getting in tune with the person's emotions. I found that that's been very helpful with some of my clients who do struggle with like anxiety or depression, because a lot of the times as humans, like I said before, they're going to try to push away from that pain. And that's where substance use gets involved. That's where psychiatric symptoms, major depressive disorder, just these anxiety disorders, that's where they really come from, you know, that pushing away the pain, not wanting to feel it. So I like to provide that space where we can open the box just a little bit, you know, maybe feel these emotions a little bit and in a safe spot. You're safe here. I'm not going to go tell anyone. So, that's been a very, very successful therapy for me. Just, getting them to lean into the discomfort, you know, getting them to get in, familiar with the feelings again, you know, which has been very helpful.
Yeah, I think that's really helpful to like recognize and accept where you are. You know, a lot of people, like you said, are afraid of opening up and knowing that it is okay to be angry, and it is okay to be, you know, pissed off at someone you love, and it's okay to feel joy, because sometimes even people that have been through a lot, it's really hard for them to even experience joy.
Absolutely.
You know, especially, I don't know if you've noticed this, but even like through a grieving process, when somebody laughs for the first time after grieving, they feel guilty. Like, how can I be laughing now? Yeah. Yeah. Shame, absolutely. Right? Shame is huge. And shame, I think, has a lot to do with a lot of our anxiety and depression and stuff like that. Not everything, but it could be a lot that it portrays in those emotions, right?
Yes, so, absolutely.
Working with your clients, have you been like experiencing what it feels like to see breakthrough with your clients? Like, I know that when I mean, I have a different field than you. I do NLP work, and I coach, which is different than what you're doing. You're getting into more the therapeutic of it. I'm trying to get people from here to there, you know, and instead of going like past and, you know, and so on. But I say all that to say, I just know like the amazing feeling that it is to see someone go from that point to the breakthrough point, like the aha moment that they get, right?
Yes.
How is that for you?
I chase those. That's what keeps me in these in this field. It really does.
Yeah.
I think, and I hold on to one every session that I have with a client. I really do. And because the great part about it is like, I like to have in the forefront of my mind where I would like the client to go, you know, if based off of the presenting problems, but I don't like to say like, this is where we're going, if that makes any sense.
Right,
you know, I would like the client to get there on their own, because then it's more meaningful and it sticks with them longer. So seeing those moments where I don't inadvertently give them the answer, but they come up with the answer on their own is like yes, you know,
feelings.
So I actually pride myself on my ability to connect with people like in sessions. So I really try to build that rapport like fast, you know? So when I know I have somebody and that rapport is built, it's really like, you could just tell, you know, it's just the, like, maybe it's the therapy intuition, but I'm sure, you know, too, like how you connect with people, right? Like it's just, it's a great thing when you're able to make that connection. Cause a lot of the times they didn't have that, you know, and sometimes it's all they need, you know, like that person to connect with.
It's true. Right? That's what they need. That is very true. Now, do you ever find that there are people that maybe you don't connect with or that you can't help? Like, are you honest enough with yourself and with the client? Like, I don't know if we're the perfect fit, or do you try to make it work?
That's a great question. That's an absolute great question. I try to think of like a client that I haven't been able to connect with. I haven't had one yet. Knock on wood.
Oh, that's great. That's yeah, really great. So, yeah.
But I love what you said about being honest, and especially like from a clinician standpoint, I think I know my strengths, you know? So if I do have a client who, you know, that maybe, because there's different disorders that maybe I'm not specializing in. And so that's where I would say, you know, I probably won't be able to work with you. I think you're more of this you need more of this specialization treatment. With that, I would definitely love linking. I have background in case management, which is linking the services. So that's also part of it too, like making sure that they're good, you know?
Big. Yeah.
Yeah, but regardless, I think finding those little things that you can help with. So like in the meantime, while you're trying to get that specialized person for you for treatment, can we talk? Maybe just, do you need someone? What's this like for you? You know, so like, how are you handling it? So just staying in the realm of what I can do. That's another part of it.
That's going to serve you well as you have your own practice, because the last thing you want to do is be a disservice to them or you.
Absolutely.
Right. And that is a trick. That's very tricky for someone who is coaching, counseling, you know, all that kind of stuff. Right. Because you want to help. I mean, that's why we get into the field, right? You get into the field because you want to help, and you get into the field because you like really are desiring seeing change in someone's life and impacting their life. But it's a very tricky part to get into when you're seeing that there's someone you can't really help or work with in that area. And then to admit it and say, I am actually not the specialist that you need for this particular thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's going to be good.
Absolutely. And it's like, it's like that in substance use too, you know, sometimes they don't want the help at the time, you know, everybody's on their own journey.
That's true. So,
you know, sometimes it's about letting them being on their journey. That's absolutely, I love that, what you said before. Agree.
And you know, what you pointed out was really, really important with the substance abuse, because even when you have like a family who abuses substance, you want to help them so badly that you're trying to force it. And then when it doesn't, you get just you as the person trying to help, you can get discouraged. You know, you get like, oh my gosh, maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm not good enough at this. Right. I'm sure that that can definitely be a problem.
Yeah, they say don't counsel family members. So
yeah.
They said not to do therapy.
Exactly.
And that's a great, there's a book called Against Empathy. And it basically talks about that because like going into this role, we have so much empathy. We want to help that person, like the family members, right? So, but sometimes we can go into enabling. We can go into enabling behaviors. And that's where that piece comes into play, especially with family. I mean, we see it all the time with family members.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Unfortunately. Yeah, that's hard.
But, it is hard. And that's the thing. It's hard. Yeah. And that's why everybody needs, asking for help is not a bad thing.
Right, you know? Right. So do you believe that every, like I always say that every coach needs a coach, right? I always say that because I always feel like I cannot grow if I'm helping others grow, but I'm not growing myself, like that doesn't work. So I always like have people in my life who are higher thinkers, they're coaches already. Are they doing the things that I'm impacting the people that I'm working with?
Yes.
Right. So do you ever feel like, that's a fair assessment? Like, do you always feel like that you will need to have people that you go to that are maybe at maybe more advanced in their studies or their teachers or their, you know, what do you feel about that?
I 100% subscribe to the notion that therapists need therapists.
Oh yeah. Me too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I love that, like always learning, being in that position of always learning. So having a mentor, having a mentee to learn from both. I 100% agree because we can't carry it alone too, you know, like secondary trauma is a really real thing as well. And that's where through lived experience of others, you kind of take it on to yourself. So you need someone to unload it to, you know, you know, and I'm sure as you, with working with people too, it's a very, like, you're very giving of yourself, you know, so you feel that energy, you know, so it's, I totally agree. Yes. Yeah. Keeping also colleagues, you know, talking about experience, sharing, like, where do you think about it? And then so many times it's, I've had a colleague say, I tried this with a client going through the kind of same stuff that you're, and then you learn something new and you could try it with that client. So
Well, that's how you grow, I think. Right. I mean, when you think you know everything, then, you know, you don't know anything because I'm telling you, Noelle, when you start to get older, you realize, you know, nothing and you're just trying to learn, you know, like, you realize you're not the end all be all of everything. At least I used to think so, but I'm not anymore.
As I'm growing up, I'm finding out just fake it till you make it type of thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. So let me ask you this before we start ending this, because I do like everything that you're, you know, talking about, especially the safe space part and the fact that you are constantly evolving yourself, which I really admire, because you're going for your doctorate and you're doing all of that. Meanwhile, you're still helping people in the process. And I think that's super important, right? Because you can stop right now and then just be like, oh, I can't help anyone because I got to finish up school, but you're not. You are actually doing some work while you're doing school. And why do I say that's important is because sometimes we wait ourselves out of it. We wait ourselves out of helping others, or we wait ourselves out of opportunities, you know, because we're just waiting. Right.
Absolutely.
Like the same thing with me. I'm getting my master's in the NLP work. And as I'm getting my NLP master's, I'm thinking, oh, I'll just wait till I'm done with my NLP master's to start my practice. If I would have done that, I would not be able to help the people that I'm helping right now and seeing them thrive and grow. So kudos to you for stepping out in the midst of your growth. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you
amazing.
So much.
Yeah. That's Thank amazing. You. Yeah. You're welcome. So the one thing I want you to, or, you know, maybe one or two tips or whatever you have, but I would love for you to tell my audience or people that are listening, if they are in the midst of dealing with trauma or dealing with some like substance abuse or something in their mind that they are dealing with, what's like the first or second tip or step you can tell them to take to start their recovery process or to start to at least explore that?
Absolutely. Great question, by the way.
Thank you.
I think by the fact of them like looking for resources, like even this podcast, which like great information that it comes with, like that's the first step. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just being curious of the things you feel that's uncomfortable good. About, you know what I mean? Like that is where I think just continuing to explore that curiousness, like you said, like what we were talking about, you know, through uncomfortableness is where we grow. Right. So, and then also knowing that there's help out there, you know, you don't have to struggle alone, you know, whether and find somebody that you really click with, that you feel comfortable, like if whether it be a professional or even somebody in your social network and where you're around, just everybody needs somebody to talk to, you know, and spend time with. So, and if not, reach out. My credentials will be in the bio.
Yeah, it will be.
I would love to. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I love that, right? I love that listening to this podcast or a podcast of mental health or anything like that would be the first step, curious, you know, to be curious about
absolutely
getting better, right? Or at least seeking help. And I love that you said that because I think that a lot of people think it's bigger than that. Like they need to do way more. And that's not true. Right. I am, you know, I was on my social media, I don't know, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was really struggling with something. And I just went on there and I didn't tell people what it was, but all I said was, can you guys just pray for me? Cause I'm really struggling. And the amount of people that reached out and DM me and messaged me and call, and I'm like, wow, I didn't realize what a beautiful connected family I have out there on this podcast and on this YouTube channel, right?
Absolutely.
Where these people really do care about me. And people absolutely like you that I interview on the show, we end up becoming very close because we build something right now with our conversation with each other and realizing that we're like-minded, right? And so when I have a lot of these, you know, people that come onto my show as yourself, I realize that there's a deeper connection that can be formulated with, amongst human beings. Right.
Absolutely.
So do you, when you have your practice, I'm going to put all of your information in the show notes, but do you do this as well virtually, or are you expecting to see people only face to face?
Both. Great part about this pandemic has opened a new space for this virtual
really
and being
did.
Able, right. And yeah. being able to reach so many people. So the slogan is meeting you where you are. So yeah, whatever you're comfortable with, whether in person or video, perfectly fine.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Meeting you where you are, and it's safe space counseling.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Very well done, Noelle. I think a lot of people are going to find you extremely charming on top of being handsome. So that's a plus plus.
And nervous. And nervous.
That's okay. Everybody gets nervous, but I love that you're working on helping people and helping others. I'm just huge on that. Like for me, it's about impacting the world and leaving it a better place than when I came in it. Right.
Absolutely.
And so, and also like really speaking my truth in mind. And that's why this is called Straight Talk. And so that my grandchildren and my grandchildren's children can also speak the truth, you know, like that's
absolutely
what it's about at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So before I wrap it up, I want you to give us your credentials since you mentioned them, the name of your, the name of your beautiful practice and maybe your email or phone number, anything like that, where people can contact you, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the best place to reach me is Psychology Today. Just put in Noelle Tola and then my profile will come up. I'm currently my website is currently under construction, but when it's ready, it'll also be on the Psychology Today. And then, please email me. My email is no517@hotmail.com. And my phone number is 561-222-7402. And please reach out.
Yeah. Please reach out, guys, because if you are struggling with any kind of trauma or anything like that, or even just speaking to him about what kind of therapy you can get, I think it would be very, very helpful. And it's not going to hurt to have a phone call. It's just not going to hurt to have a phone call. You know, you'd be surprised how much help and work you can get out of it. I mean, even for me, like I said, like there's a lot of people that coach me or that mentor me, you know, why?
Yes.
Because I reached out. I mean, it was really
absolutely
that easy.
Absolutely.
I just reached out. I'm like, I love your content. I love what you're doing. You know, what are you doing about X? And then before you know it, we were on a phone call, we became friends, and my network has expanded. Yeah.
Yes. So, yes, exactly. Great job. I agree. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me again.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. And guys, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to share, subscribe, and make sure that you leave a comment below. I'll make sure to put all of Noel's information below so that you can reach him, email him, call him, go into Psychology Today and see his profile there. Because you know what? We are all in this together. We're in this pandemic together. We're in this world together. Okay. So let's support one another. And I hope that you really do reach out and not think that it's so scary, because it is not. It is more scary to stay in that same state for the rest of your life when there's so much opportunity to get the help that you need. So thank you guys so much for being here. This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.